cranes lifted the plane on Saturday afternoon from a rocky bank just above Iluluk Bay. That's where it stopped when it overran on Alaska's runway while arriving from Anchorage.
My sister-in-law and her four kids were on this plane when it crashed, so, yeah.
William Dushkin was one of dozens of people who came out to watch as the damaged plane was moved onto a barge and out of the way. He says he and his family are from Atka, a far west Aleutian community that flies through Unalaska as a hub.
They're doing well. The mother had an injured knee, but she's doing well. No broken bones.
Glad to hear no big physical injuries. How are they doing emotionally?
Oh yeah, the girl definitely was pretty scared. The mother is having a tough time with it.
Dushkin says they're all looking forward to being back in Atka when commercial flights resume, though getting back on a plane will be a little nerve-wracking. Heath Day was another passenger in the accident and thinks he'll be okay when the time comes to fly back home to Anchorage. He's been especially tired since the crash, but he says he's feeling pretty good emotionally.
You know, next time I'm on a plane that maybe does fishtail a little bit on the landing or something, it might trigger some memories, and I won't know that until I'm in that moment. But I'm not opposed to continuing to fly and to travel and continuing to live life.
Day suffered a 6-inch gash to his leg when he evacuated the plane. He says a last-minute seat change before the flight may have saved him from even more serious injuries. Before he was reseated for weight and balance, Day was slated to sit in the third row, about where a propeller blade broke through the cabin.
My situation and outcome might have been completely different had I been still in that seat. So just thankful for where I'm at today. Learned more today of the details of the man who did pass away, same age as me, had a wife, kids, and that all made it hit a little closer to home.
38-year-old David Altman of Washington State died from injuries suffered during the crash. His work at BKR Construction had brought him to Unalaska on many occasions. Now, while the community processes the accident and awaits the results of a federal investigation, healthcare providers are encouraging those affected to seek counseling and support. City Manager Aaron Reinder says that's especially important for first responders, many of whom worked on another difficult response in May when a truck plunged off Mount Ballyhoo, killing two local teenagers.
Reflecting on this past year, it's been a challenging time, and I can't imagine what it would be like if we didn't have the folks that we have here being willing to offer their help.
The investigation into the cause of the plane crash could take a year or longer. Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board are on the island now. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.